This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three. You can join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrencies and competing currencies and alternative currencies. We'll get back into that because, well, over the weekend, Ron Paul, former presidential candidate, former congressman, was interviewed by Kitco News, Daniela Camboni, who is the editor-in-chief for Kitco News. He was interviewed and he began by saying that there's already too much surveillance on how cryptocurrencies are transferred and the reports that have to be made by the exchanges to the IRS. And then he was asked a very pointed question. Are you a believer in cryptocurrencies? We'll tell you his answer after we go to the phones, where we've got Ricky calling in on Skype. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Melanie, and Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Ah, Brother Daryl, Brother Will, and it would be Sister Melanie, I believe, would it not?
Yes.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
Sweet. You know, I was sitting here thinking, actually, when I heard you talking about money there, I had some thoughts. I want to talk a little bit about the 10, the 20, and the $2 bill, if I may, and then I'm going to give you a little preview of what your question was last time I spoke to you about my Halloween spot, if it's all right.
I don't remember asking you about Halloween, but just go ahead, tell us about the bills. You've got something that you want to say about the bills, so go ahead.
By the next day, I know. Now, it comes down like this. Here's how manipulation works. And this is where it's kind of important. To give you an idea of what I'm going to be getting in between Halloween and December 25th. Let's take the 20. Now, everybody know on the 20, right? If you will, Daryl?
The 20, it's some dead guy.
Yeah, you're about as funny as Donald Trump there, Daryl. That would be Jackson.
All right.
Now, let's take the 10.
Another dead guy. I think it's Hamilton on that one.
Okay, that would be the Federalist, the supervisor. Let's try the 2.
That's Jefferson. And then the 1 has Washington, the 5 has Lincoln, the 50 has... Well, you're the one that's mentioning the different numbers there, Ricky.
Daryl, I'm making a point here. Try not to think for me.
I'm just trying to help you get to a point because you never actually get there on your own. What's your point?
I'm so glad Daryl left that door open.
What's your point?
You boys in New Hampshire pretty soon. You laugh too much.
What's your point, Ricky?
Well, here's the thing.
You said you've got a point.
I do, Daryl, I do. Okay, to show you how manipulation works, and I won't be manipulated. I'm starting to get pissed off on this show, first of all. Second of all, there's something important here. Now, the going thing lately is people are now writing Harriet Tubman's name on the 20. Well, it's been over the past several years. They've been looking to do away with the 10, the Treasury. Now, first of all, reason why? The damn bill obsolete. There's no use for it. It's impractical. It costs money to make, and it's unnecessary. What the hell we need it for? Plus, let's face it, they ain't wild over the Federalist, obviously. You know, now let's think about it this way. And we don't print too many of the tens, and this is why. Now, here's where the important thing of manipulation comes in. Think about Hamilton, Jefferson, and Jackson. Now, they've been wanting to get, but they wanted to put Harriet Tubman on the 10. In fact, they were going to kick him off and have him in the back supervising her a little bit. They even had a proposed version of it. But here along comes the infinite wisdom of things that are going on along with this, I might add, of Donald Trump. His exact words, here's what he said. Now, this was going on, the manipulation.
Donald Trump had nothing to do with the proposal to put Harriet Tubman on the 20.
Let's talk about that, Daryl.
You're the one that mentioned Harriet Tubman on the 20, and then you mentioned Donald Trump. None of this is making any kind of sense. Thank you for the call. Did either of you understand any of what that was?
I never understand anything. I understand the hello, and that's
He doesn't do well when...
Whether I'm listening to the show or I'm on the show, I usually go do something else.
So, former presidential candidate Ron Paul and former congressman was asked over the weekend by Kitco News editor-in-chief Daniela Camboni, are you a believer in cryptocurrencies? He responded, well, I'd have to talk about the word believe. I take some very strong political positions on competing currencies. I want to legalize all competing currencies. And if you can come up with a competing currency and there's no fraud, I think it should be. Quite frankly, I don't understand the technology of cryptocurrencies. I just want to make sure no fraud is involved. But I'm also concerned about the government involvement. Camboni followed up. Does it represent real money to you? Will? Does cryptocurrency represent real money to you?
Well, I guess it depends, like, how do you define real money? Like, if it's defined by, like, a physical piece of paper that's backed up by a government, then no. But as a medium of exchange for me to get goods that I actually believe in and trust and want to use, yes. So, I mean, I guess it really kind of is because that definition is so fluid, how are you defining real money?
Melanie?
So it's as real as any other currency. I'm not aware of any gang currently having a currency that's backed by any actual asset. So it's as real as a reserve note or right. A pound or whatever else.
I would say it's more real because rather than being backed by violence and debt, it's backed by, at the very least, it's backed by consumer confidence. So it's backed by, at least it's backed by something that's positive.
I would say that reserve notes aren't backed by consumer confidence, though. They're also backed by force to a large extent, but it's not like people don't want to take reserve notes. So they're both fiat currencies.
Depends on who you're asking on whether or not they want to take
fiat,
reserve notes.
Well, hold on. The word fiat simply means let it be. So everything that someone, you know, says, this is a currency.
Right,
is
but
technically
like gold
fiat.
Is a real thing. So even if we don't use gold as currency,
it holds an intrinsic value.
It's still a thing. You can do other things with it. It has physical existence. Both Bitcoin and reserve notes.
Their value is subjective.
And most Bitcoin aren't physical. Most reserve notes aren't physical, so if you take away their value as currency, they literally cease to exist.
I'm not sure I would say that Bitcoin would cease to exist if the monetary aspect, but that's a discussion
for another day. The algorithm still exists unless
all of the nodes go down.
Yeah,
and nobody is mining anymore. So let's give Dr. Paul's answer. He says, no, to me, it doesn't. But it serves the voluntary exchange of people and serves the purpose of exchanging wealth. It could act as if it were money. Ms. Cambone continues. She said, some say Bitcoin is stealing the thunder away from gold. And that's one of the reasons the yellow metal is not rallying further. Do you agree? I think that's a very strong possibility, he responded. I am amazed at all the capitalization of these cryptocurrencies. It's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, but I can't get paid in gold from somebody sitting in California or Georgia or anywhere else.
You could. I've been paid in gold for services that I've given. So
right, but the ease that, and Melanie does bookkeeping. She can do bookkeeping here in New Hampshire for a client in California, and they can send her Bitcoin instantly.
Yep.
It's a lot more difficult for them to send her gold for payment.
No more difficult than sending a check, though.
Right, but
Bitcoin is easier check than doesn't check really, cash.
Yeah, so a check isn't really that convenient of a long distance payment either.
Right, because you've got to trust the mail service, and then it takes 5 days to clear. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins. The one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Melanie.
And Will.
And as we mentioned, Melanie, you are an accountant, bookkeeper. What's the official term here?
I am not allowed to say I'm an accountant, so I'm a bookkeeper and a tax preparer.
And you help people not just in New Hampshire, but across the country.
Yeah, there's three states that I can't do state returns in, California and two random states. I don't know what they are right now, but they're on the website. So pretty much anywhere in the states.
And what's the website?
It's if you go to tax at Free Talk Live.
Tax.freetalklive.com will take us, I believe, there. I'm double-checking here. But, again, just go, you know, a little bit about what the services are, and people can pay you in crypto?
Yeah, I take Bitcoin. If you can show me how to get a wallet that takes something else, then I'll take that, too. Within, you know, the main.
Oh, I can show you after the show.
Okay.
Not multi-currency wallet.
Not Jax, though.
No, not Jax.
Tax.freetalklive.com is the website. Takes you over there and has all of the infos that you need, the email address, the telephone number, and all the various contact ways that you can get in touch with Melanie and have her keep your books and help you with the taxes to where hopefully, you know, you wind up saving more money than you would have saved if you did it on your own.
Yeah, so I basically look at myself as Theft Reduction Services.
You know, that would be a good name for a company. Theft Reduction Services.
It probably would be a bad name for getting raided purposes.
No, maybe. Yeah, that now, for that particular style company, yes, but just an overall, you know, like, we're private security, theft reduction, something. I don't know. But tax.freetalklive.com. So, shifting gears. Here, there was a story that I came across last night, and Melanie, this is something that I'm surprised you didn't hear about prior to tonight.
I mean, I hear about
tonight.
Cops beating people up all the time. It kind of all blends together.
Right. Perfect. Well, this is about three
isolated incidents.
Three particular police, and in this case, to quote Richard Nixon, I think it was, that said, the cover-up is worse than the crime. And, yep, that's what they're being charged with out there in Pomona. At the federal level, the Department of Justice, again, has charged three officers from the Pomona Police Department in California. Pomona Corporal Chad Kenneth Jensen is charged with deprivation of rights under the color of law for having beaten then 16-year-old Christian Aguilar Jr. during an incident at the L.A. County Fair on September 16, 2015. Jensen is also charged, along with his partner, Officer Prince Taylor Hutchinson, with preparing false reports that attempted to justify the assault. And Sergeant Michael Timothy Niederbomer, the Internal Affairs Unit officer who was tasked with investigating the beating, is charged with obstruction of justice for making false statements to Aguilar's family that were, quote, designed to dissuade them from reporting the incident to law enforcement. He's also charged with making false statements to FBI agents who were investigating the alleged civil rights violation by Jensen. According to a lawsuit filed last year by the family, the incident arose when police questioned Christian's father, Ignacio Aguilar, for allegedly being intoxicated in public at the fair. Police placed him under arrest, and Christian began to record the arrest with his cell phone. This caught Jensen's attention, and the officer then forced Christian face first into the fence before yanking the teen off the fence and punching him with two unprovoked forearm strikes, even though Christian kept his hands by his side. In the police report, Jensen accused Christian Aguilar of attempting to punch him, and the teen was charged for obstructing a police officer at the time. Hutchinson filed a similar false report And the DOJ alleges that Hutchinson also falsely reported that Aguilar attempted to incite unrest among the crowd, although the article here does not specify how he attempted to incite. Maybe he was screaming, "Help, help, I'm being assaulted. Help, help, help." Don't know. The DOJ says that the officers lied in their reports. All charges against Christian and his father were thrown out last year. The full incident was caught on video by a bystander. And guess what happened to him?
He got disappeared.
Not disappeared. The police arrested him and then edited the video that removed the part that showed Officer Jensen punching 16-year-old Christian Aguilar before they submitted it as evidence. But Christian Aguilar's attorney, David Gammel, was able to get a full version of the video, and all the charges were dropped last year, and the city, read, the taxpayers, wound up paying $500,000 to settle a civil lawsuit.
I'm so glad that you corrected that, Daryl.
Yeah.
No, it's not the city. It's not the police officer's pension. It's not the police officer's paycheck that committed the offense. No, it's you. It's you, property taxpayer. That, you know, every time that you pull out your check.
Oh, and it's not just property taxpayers. It's the people that buy groceries. It's the people that eat out at a restaurant.
Yeah, this is California. They tax everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everybody that, you know, goes shopping pays some kind of tax. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
Yep.
In Pomona, that is paying for this. $500,000. And now, you know, at least on the surface, you know, there's the attempt to hold them accountable, whether or not it actually winds up going anywhere beyond, oh, yeah, we filed some charges and then, yeah, not guilty.
Yeah.
In like 2 years, not guilty, and it'll just be very quiet. And, you know, not very many people will wind up hearing anything about whatever happens with the verdict here. But, you know, the fact that some police were actually charged with federal violation or federal offenses for, in this case, it's not the assault, it's the cover-up. Again, one, two, I feel like that there was the basketball player, that Allen Iverson, that he'd gotten a lot of heat one time because he didn't go all out in practice, and he held a press conference. He was like, we're talking about practice,
yeah.
Not the game, practice. We're not talking about these people being charged with beating a 16-year-old. They were charged with covering up beating a 16-year-old. They're not being charged with beating the 16-year-old. I want to repeat that. They are not being charged with beating a 16-year-old. They're being charged with making false reports about beating a 16-year-old.
Yeah. And getting caught.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They beat a 16-year-old.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. And maybe your mind is on your house and whether or not somebody is trying to break in the front door. Well, wouldn't it be great to have a home security system and one that allows you to set up cameras so that you wind up getting a notification on your phone whenever anything goes in front of that camera? Well, you can do that with the Blink Home Security System. Get it delivered right to your front door. You download an app. And it's apparently incredibly easy to go through and set up, even if you aren't tech savvy, even if you have a complicated router system, shouldn't take more than about 10 or 15 minutes. And again, the Blink Home Security System will notify you whenever anything goes in front of the wireless camera, or say you don't get a notification, but you're just curious, you know, what's happening in front of that camera. You can go to the app and look and watch the camera from your phone, and we've got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in free talk live. One more time, blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Melanie, and Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yes. I was told that people are welcoming of the automatic brakes in the front and the back. And so I think we're inching along. And then
hold on. Say that again. Automatic brakes in the front and back. Front and back of what?
Cars.
Okay, and automatic as far as you're driving along and then just the brakes just automatically activate at random times, or it's front and rear brakes when you tap the brake pedal?
No, safety brakes, sensors. You know, like the car that Mark had bought. So people are welcoming of it, but right now they're not welcoming of the fully automated cars, the self-driving cars. You know, they're afraid of that, but they're willing to accept the safety brakes, the sensor brakes. So,
yeah, I would be wary of the automatic brakes also. I mean, a lot of the time your best bet is to just run over, like, the rubble in the road as opposed to slamming on your brakes doing 80 with some guy behind you.
Well, what I'm saying is that people are welcoming of the sensor brakes, you know, because
some people are, but not everybody. Same thing with self-driving cars. There are some people that love the thought of self-driving car that, you know, makes the decision of, oh, there's a pedestrian that jumped out in front of me, and then the car just automatically decides whether to hit the brakes, to try to stop, whether to drive up on the sidewalk, whether to turn into the next lane, whether it's oncoming traffic. You know, whose life is more important, the person inside the car, the person outside of the car? And all of these questions are being decided by the people programming the cars, and unless you know everybody that's the programmer, you don't really know how they're programming your car to respond.
Well, yeah, you do, because they're really being made by the lawyers, which means, in effect, they're being made by the judges, who's going to tell the company, well, if you hit the pedestrian, you're paying out $3 million, but if you run into the wall, you're only paying out $500,000, even though the pedestrian is at fault because he's standing in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do know what decisions are going to be made, and they're going to be horrible decisions.
You're speculating that's how it's going to happen.
In the end, isn't everything really made by the lawyers and
right,
judges?
But again,
I mean, we're finding
you're
that out
speculating
with Bitcoin right now.
That's what the judge would tell the insurance company.
Well, but whatever the rule, I mean, we've had, you know, 200 years of case law on this. For injuries, for cars, specifically, for however long there's been cars. We know what the rules are. You can go look them up. I don't know them all off the top of my head.
And the question is, are the programmers reading case law while doing programming?
Okay, I'm pretty sure that Ford and Chevy and GMC have teams of lawyers who are going to be like, yo, this is the rules. Here's the logarithm. Write it.
Yep. Yeah,
yes,
I'm with her.
I'll ask you, do you think 37,000 people buy automobiles is worth all the stuffing? I mean, you analyze it, like, in detail, but do you think that many people getting killed is okay?
And right, but self-driving cars doesn't mean that less people's going to get killed.
Well, that's the whole point. Why are they spending billions of dollars, billions and billions of dollars developing self-driving cars? What's the point behind
because
it?
Because I'm lazy and don't feel like driving
because
all the way to Tennessee.
Because the company wants to sell them. Same reason any company develops any product. I'm not against self-driving cars per se. I just don't want self-driving cars and the state to exist at the same time.
And
so,
there have been studies that were done recently where people were asked the question of, do you like the idea of self-driving cars? And an overwhelming majority answered yes. And then the next question is, would you use a self-driving car, and it was nowhere near a majority that answered yes. So people like the idea of them, they just don't want to use them themselves because people like being in control of their vehicle.
Yeah.
When I'm driving down the street, oh yeah, I would absolutely love if all of the idiots around me were in self-driving cars and I didn't have to worry, are they just going to slam on their brakes? Are they going to swerve into my lane? What's that guy doing? It looks like he's texting. Is he going to veer over here? But I don't want to be in a self-driving car because I like having control over where I'm going. Oh wait, I decided I want to stop at the grocery store and then I can just turn in, whereas self-driving car, by the time I program in, stop at the grocery store, I'm already past it, and then it flips a U-ey in the middle of the street and causes an accident.
Well, the thing is, you know, people like Mark bought that self-braking sensor brake cars, but majority of people are willing to accept that much. So we're going
and
into that
Sarah,
direction.
There are some people that wind up buying cars because it will parallel park itself. That doesn't automatically mean that, oh, you like the fact that this thing is programmed to parallel park, so therefore you want it to drive you from New York to California. I think you're definitely, you're making a leap, and I like the fact that you're trying to make a logical leap, but I don't think that you can necessarily say that because people like A, therefore B. Some people like to eat rabbits. That doesn't mean that they would also eat a horse, even though both things have fur and four legs and eyeballs and ears.
Well, by the way, the flu-related death is like 1,000 people less. It's 36,000. If we've done it again, the automobile death is more.
Sarah, so nobody really on their show is advocating killing people with automobiles. I don't know how it is that you think that because, you know, we're not just bending over saying, oh, yes, bring us computer overlords, that somehow we're advocating and condoning running over pedestrians.
Well, how about red light camera tickets here? They just use this for fire
starters.
Sarah,
we've talked to you numerous times about the red light cameras and how they don't actually wind up preventing people from running the red lights. And actually, you have an increase in accidents because people slam on their brakes and then they get rear-ended. And it just causes different types of accidents. And the red light cameras, Sarah, thank you for the call. The red light cameras, it's just a moneymaker. And then if you do get a camera or a ticket from one of these red light cameras and you go to court, Melanie, you've got some legal training. Who's the witness against me when some red light computer takes a picture of me going through an intersection?
They could call the tech, I guess. Most people just pay the ticket.
Right, but there is the short answer is there is no witness to testify against me. So where's the whole face your accuser thing? Yep, thrown out the window. It's a boondoggle to make money. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Melanie.
And Will.
And if you're going to be doing any shopping online, how about starting that shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And then from there, you can go to Walmart, Newegg, saveatpurse.com. There's, I think, still Amazon Canada and UK. No Amazon US, because they broke up with Free Talk Live for saying what an affiliate program actually is. But, you know, just start that shopping experience. Shop.freetalklive.com. And then bookmark the site that you're going to, and then you don't have to keep going back to shop.freetalklive.com to then click a link. And when you do, it helps us out. Shop.freetalklive.com.
Because that's what an affiliate is.
And, yeah, go to Save It First. Go to Save It First.
Yes.
I just saved another $17, like literally 30 seconds ago, on a new projector. 1,500 lumens, 1080p, saved $17.
Nice.
That quick.
Now, there's a guy in Wisconsin who could wind up using that $17 right about now, probably to either pay the convenience store that he was trapped in for 6 hours, or to pay bail money.
Has a $17 bail.
Right, but, you know, collect $17 here and then there, and then, you know, pretty soon you've got the $300 to pay your bail. Maybe he's $17 short. Huh? Did you ever think about that? No.
No, because no, I think the bailman would probably be like, yeah, I'll front you $17. Just bring it back.
You're also assuming that he's going to a bail bondsman and not just, you know, gathering them up. But still, let's actually jump into what we're talking. And yes, we are ending on a lighter note here. Jeremy Van Aert from Wisconsin. You know what? I'm just going to read the headline and then get into the article because the headline is absolutely hilarious. Wisconsin man gets locked in beer cooler, starts drinking.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeehaw. Yeah. For most people, I love you, brother, just over there doing the redneck sound. For most people, being locked overnight in a convenience store's beer cooler would be cause for concern or even panic.
Nope.
For one Wisconsin man...
We don't know
man,
he didn't. He just made the best of it.
For one Wisconsin man, it was cause to start drinking.
Oh, he's a cheesehead, too. Awesome. That makes it even better.
Police in the town of Marshfield say Jeremy Van Aert, 38, by the way, if anybody was curious how old this guy was, walked into the local Quick Trip convenience store Tuesday night to buy some beer. However, Van Aert became trapped in the store's walk-in cooler at midnight when it automatically when the lock automatically engaged. So, what you have here is something on an automatic timer, apparently, or maybe it's one of these Internet of Things where somebody at Quick Trip Corporate decide, oh, yep, you know, this is the time and doors are connected to Wi-Fi. I don't know, but. Now, there might be some people that are, wait, what's a beer cooler? Because not every convenience store has a beer cooler that you can walk into. There are some convenience stores that they've got these large coolers of beer, and you walk into the large cooler of beer, and then you grab your beer, and then you come out. So he walks into one of those, and the door automatically locks behind him because it was midnight, and that's what the door does. Marshfield Police Chief Rick Grumza told local media that Van Aert knew that Quick Trip would not sell him beer, so he decided to simply remain in the cooler.
How did he know they wouldn't sell him beer?
Because he was locked in the cooler.
Yeah, if you... All right, so back home where in Tennessee...
It could be because here in New Hampshire, there's a law on the books that you can't purchase alcohol after 11:45 p.m.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that he knew what the cutoff for alcohol was.
True.
Well, the assumption is that he did.
He didn't choose to stay in the cooler. They locked him in the cooler.
He was locked in the cooler. Now, I guess in theory he could have stood there and banged on the door and hopefully whoever was working overnight...
Who says he didn't? Like, they locked him in the cooler. Like, at the end of the day, they locked him in the cooler, and now they're calling the cops because their kidnapped victim ate their food while he was locked in their cooler.
No. They didn't call the cops because he ate their food. At 6 o'clock Wednesday morning, a customer noticed him in the cooler and then alerted the employee, there's a drunk guy in your cooler.
Yeah, because they locked him in the cooler. Okay, the dude's walking in a gas station at midnight to buy beer. This is a guy who needs alcohol. This is not somebody who's like, oh, yes, I have a gathering next week. No, this is a dude who needs alcohol right now. So then they lock him in there, preventing him from purchasing alcohol there or anywhere else.
Dude working behind the counter did not intentionally lock him in the cooler.
I'm not saying it's the guy behind the counter's fault. Some manager somewhere made a decision. Hey, you know what would be cool? Automatic locking doors because I don't know what I'm doing.
Actually, it could be law. It could be the law.
To have automatic locking doors, the law doesn't keep up with technology that quick.
It depends on where you live.
Yeah.
Like in Florida, if you have a business that has alcohol in it that's overnight, those locks, it has to be automatic locking.
So, anyway, going on here, you know, apparently he didn't bang on the door to get the employee's attention, so he stays in the cooler.
I don't know that we can include that.
Well, seeing as how At 6 o'clock Wednesday morning, a customer notified the employee, there's a drunk guy in your cooler, I'm going to assume, but again, we don't know.
Okay, but it could also be the employee was like, I ain't dealing with this. It could also be you can't necessarily see, because a lot of you can see through the door, but you can't see the whole wall.
Right.
So he could have been over here picking out beer, and then he goes back to the door. He's like, well, I'm locked in here.
Right.
And the employee's like in the back counting cigarettes or something, like... We don't know.
According to the police report, Van Aert drank an 18-ounce bottle of Ice House beer and 3 cans of Four Loko.
Which is really not all that much, considering.
3 Four Lokos?
I mean, we're talking about, like, a can, like a regular, like, 12-ounce can, right?
Four Lokos are, like, 16-ounce.
Okay, yeah, that's not...
But
still, okay, but for a 38-year-old dude buying alcohol at midnight, that is way less than the quantity of alcohol that I would expect
okay,
to be
so
consumed.
You're used to hanging out with drunks that just drink a 30-rack by themselves.
Right, and that's who's buying alcohol at midnight at the gas station.
He did.
For real, yo.
And speaking,
that's what I'm saying.
And speaking of 30-racks, he fell into a stack of them.
And there's no way you can legitimately charge him with that after you locked him in there. I've locked this man in my room. Oh, he knocked something over while he was there. Charge him? No.
Jeremy Van Aert, if you're listening, you can hire Melanie to give you some legal counsel, maybe.
You can't, because I'm not licensed in wherever that is.
She might still be willing to fill out a form for you, giving you her opinion, but knocks over a stack of Busch Light 30-pack cases, broke 3 of them open. Police cited Van Aert for theft after he reportedly was being held in the county jail on an unrelated case. So, yeah, this guy doesn't make the best decisions.
Well, no. People who are buying alcohol at midnight usually don't.
Yeah. Now, I will say the way that I found out about New Hampshire's law of you can't buy after 11:45, I worked a late second shift, got off work at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and was supposed to pick a friend up from the train station the next day. And it was her birthday, and I wanted to buy her a bottle of wine and birthday card. So had all of this stuff, you know, the little gift bag, the little paper mache looking stuff that goes in the gift bag, the birthday card, and the bottle of wine. And the cashier at CVS is ringing me up and sets the bottle of wine off to the side and said, I can't sell you that, the total blah, blah, blah. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, it's past 11:45. What?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't buy this until 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, why? Well, because the law, but it's to prevent drunk driving. I said, you can obviously see I'm buying a birthday gift here.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're the outlier. The overwhelming majority of people in a gas station at midnight buying alcohol, they're drinking daily, they're drinking heavily, and they can't plan ahead, which is why they're at the gas station.
So long story short, I wound up, you know, 10 hours later buying the birthday gift for my friend. Didn't buy it then, didn't buy it there. We're out of time for tonight, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.